Robert, you grew up a Broncos fan. Is there any specialness to special feelings about going back to Denver playing against this team?
Yeah, I mean, I was a Bronco fan growing up, so it'll be exciting to get a chance to play there. But I know the fans, they're going to want their team to win, so they're not going to be cheering for us or care that I was a fan growing up anyway. So I understand that, but you try to cherish every moment, so I'll walk around the stadium, take it in when we get there.
How is the offense different when you have both Alfred and Roy back there? And what does Roy bring that maybe you haven't had before?
You know, just a back that we can rely on to spell Alfred at times. We trust him. You know, he's made a lot of great runs. Obviously, he had 3 touchdowns in the game. So to just give Al a chance to get out of the game and, you know, maybe not get as many carries as he would have last year, keep his body fresh, that helps when you have a capable back like Alou.
And from what you know of him as a teammate, is he at all frustrated by that? Is he upset that some of his carries are going away?
No, I think people know Alfred. He doesn't worry about that kind of stuff. When he gets the rock, he's going to do what he can to help us win football games, and that's all that matters.
Rob, a couple games is a trend, so we got 2 to go off of now. I think you ran it 18 times in the first 4 games and 20 in the last 2. You kept saying you'll run it when things open up. I mean, did you make a concerted effort mentally before Dallas and Chicago to say this is what I have to do for this offense, or is it – I mean, can you really just say it's just that's what how the game's played out?
I think it's presented itself in the past 2 games, and it's worked to our benefit as far as, you know, taking an aggressive mindset into the game. You know, not forcing the run. You know, we still had to throw the ball. We were still good on 3rd downs this past game, so that was big as well. But, you know, just being more aggressive when it comes to having the opportunity to run and taking it, I think I brought that mindset in. It's also presented itself in the running game with the zone read, with the defense, you know, making me take the ball. So it's just kind of – it's not just a, hey, I'm going to run and then I start running. It's just played out that way.
How much of a look different? You've looked even, I'd say, better the last 2 weeks running it. There was no moment for you mentally before that Dallas game where you said, I'm going to run the ball a little bit more. I'm able to do that now. That never happened?
No, that didn't happen. I think everyone wants to have that, you know, have that story and say, you know, he had a, you know, it clicked mentally for him and his knee was fine at this moment. And I don't think that's what it was. I just think it's presented itself the past 2 games.
Well, just to follow up on that, how much of a factor is confidence, the confidence that you have in your leg and the opportunities now versus, say, a month ago, 6 weeks ago? How much of a factor is that?
I don't think it was a factor. You know, that's what he's asking about, the confidence from the get-go. I had the confidence. It's just presented itself these past 2 weeks, and I took full advantage of it.
Robert, obviously every time you play a big-name quarterback, we always ask you about it. But with Peyton, is there anything different? And is he a guy you grew up watching, idolizing? What were your memories of him in that regard?
He's a great quarterback. He's always been great. You know, he's always done a good job leading his team. Whenever you play against him, he's the type of quarterback that you can never kind of relax and look at a lead and say, hey, we got the game in the bag. You got to keep pushing forward. You can't take your foot off the gas pedal. But, you know, I'll leave the sappy stuff for after the game or, you know, when I send him a text message here and there. But right now he knows he's got to focus on his team. I got to focus on mine.
Your styles are very different, obviously. But are there things that you've learned from him just watching him or even studying him over the years?
Yeah, you have to. You have to learn from the great quarterbacks in this league that have, you know, paved the way for all of us. So he's one of those guys, even though our styles are, you know, varying, but he still paved the way for quarterbacks like myself to have a chance to play in the NFL. So you learn from those guys, and I have learned. I won't tell you what I learned, but I have learned.
That's what I was going to ask. What did you learn?
Not answering.
You know, Alfred often talks about how when he's having a lot of touches early in the game, it kind of gets him into the flow. Last game you had a 23-yarder, I believe, on the second play from scrimmage. From a running standpoint, when you have a play like that early on, does that kind of help you get into the game? Does that help your confidence and just kind of your flow, your mojo, whatever, going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you get a chance to make a big play early in the game, it can help get you in that flow, helps your mojo start rolling for you. So it could be a pass, it could be a run, either one. But trust me, I'd rather get Alfred rolling in the running game than take it upon myself to do it. But I know I have to be able to run and take advantage of the run for us to win games.
Any difference in practice today coming off a win? I know last week we were talking about how much fun you're having out there, and you guys had lost the week before. Now you're coming off a win, getting ready for a huge game. Any difference out there today? Is there a vibe and energy right now in this locker room and on the field?
Yeah, I think there is a better vibe. As you guys can see, there's a better vibe in this room, too. Just talking to you guys seem a little bit happier. You know, I'm a little bit happier. We can smile. We won a football game, and, you know, you try to carry that momentum into the next week. And I think we're carrying it on the field in practice, and we know we can get better in certain areas on offense. And we still put up a lot of yards, put up a lot of points. So that's a good thing, and you can keep getting better from things like that. So I think the vibe, the win, all that stuff working together is only beneficial for us.
When you and Reed were out in the preseason, did that allow you all to develop any kind of rapport since you're off to the side in practice a lot of times?
Yeah, he spent the whole entire offseason with me, so we built a rapport, and he's a talented guy. He's come in, he's learned the system really fast, and the one thing he's just willing to try, you know, willing to go out there and give it his all. And that's all you ask from guys, and obviously he's got playmaking ability. And him being with me the whole offseason only helps our chemistry out there on the field.
Robert, when you guys in one drive sometimes are in turbo, sometimes you go in and out, do you think that has an effect on a defense in a positive manner when you're kind of mixing it up as opposed to all on or all off?
I think it does. I mean, there's benefits to both. And, you know, when you have the coaches like ours that work real hard to put the game plan together, there's certain plays that they're going to want to huddle up and do. And you have to go out and execute them. And when we get a chance to get into the no huddle and take advantage of a defense being tired on a long drive, we can do that too. So I think that's a big benefit. And eventually we'll see where it goes as far as what we do more.
To go back to Jordan for a second, you had mentioned on Sunday, I think, that even in the pre-draft combine time, you had seen things you liked in him. What was it you saw back then, and did you give a recommendation to take him?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we needed, you know, another tight end. And, you know, we were definitely expecting Fred to come back and have an impact for us. And, you know, there's still a chance for that. That's not said and done either. So we needed another guy to spell him and be opposite of him. And Jordan had that. You know, like I said, after the game, he's got a wide catch radius, which basically means he can catch anything you throw at him, high, low, behind him. And he's a friendly target for a quarterback, can help with mismatches out there on the field.
Rob, considering how different you guys' styles are, you and Peyton, and how more quarterbacks are running the option more mode, do you feel like the league is shifting towards that way, away from the drop back pass, or do you feel like his style is something that's always going to be part of the league?
I think college has kind of drifted away from the drop back passer. So you see, you know, less and less of guys that can't move a little bit at the college ranks, which makes it harder to get those guys in the pros. So if you look at some of the top college quarterbacks that are coming out now, all of them can move a little bit. You know, you don't have to have world-class speed, but as long as you can move a little bit and threaten the defense with your legs, it helps. So I don't think the quarterbacks like Peyton are going to be extinct ever, but I think there's a shift going to guys that can move a little bit. When you got 6'6", 6'7", 290-pound defensive ends running 4.4s, it's kind of hard to just sit back there in the pocket.
Robert, you said that there are more opportunities from the defense now to run.
Does that strike you as a bit counterintuitive when you think about what it was like, say, 6 weeks ago when the season started, that there are more opportunities now to run versus then? Why is that?
I think it just depends on what the defense gives you. Every defensive coordinator is going to have a different philosophy. Some are going to say, we're going to take Robert out of the game and not let him run. Some are going to say, we're going to take the dive and make Robert run so we can hit him and punish him. It just depends on what they have that week. And Philly wasn't doing it. You know, in the week after that, the team wasn't doing it either. So you just have to go with whatever that defense presents. And they just – all defenses played a little bit different.
But in those early games, you guys were behind
right.
significantly. So running probably wouldn't have been on the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, once you get down by as much as we were down those first couple weeks, it's kind of hard to sit back there and be patient and try to run your entire offense. We had to get into a two-minute mode. So at that point, running the quarterback wasn't an option. So that's another reason why.
You noticed anything at all in your coach this week that he's going back to a place that he has a history, a team that fired him?
I haven't seen anything of that nature. I mean, he's going to tell you, you know, it's just like any other game. He wants to win. We want to win. And at the end of it, we'll see what he says. But so far, he hasn't said anything about it.
Against the Bears, Chicago scored 5 touchdowns. After every single one of those ensuing drive, you guys came back and scored a touchdown. This week's game could be a similar thing where you have to do that. Is there a lot of pressure on the offense when you feel like you have to do that, or is that kind of fun and what you want to do?
I mean, you want to have a challenge. Obviously, we don't want them scoring every time we score. We want our defense to go out there and shut them down, but you got to be ready for anything. And that's what we said at the beginning of the year. You got to be ready to win any kind of game, whether it's a shootout or it's a tough, hard-fought, you know, defensive battle. You got to be able to win either of those. And so if they score, we score. They score, we score. Hopefully, we're the last ones to score.
At altitude, can you afford to be in turbo or a hurry-up offense more than you would?
Yeah, I think it's just the altitude. Played up there before. It can be tough, but you got to be mentally tough to go up there and execute and be able to fight through being tired. You know, guys are getting extra conditioning, getting ready for it, and I think we'll be fine. But I think we can't afford to do it.
Robert, you guys you've played in Dallas twice. I know it's not really your home, but a game like that, when you got so many people there, obviously the emotions can kind of come up on you, and you think about that a lot. What do you do during the week to try to suppress that kind of stuff? I mean, Mike going back to Denver, I'm sure he's thinking about it. How did you, when you went back to Dallas last year, how did you try to not worry about that kind of stuff?
You know, you just know why you're there. It's a business trip, and I can't talk for Coach. You know, you guys talked to him already, but it's a business trip for us. You go up there, you play the game, you go out, you execute, you focus small, let the little things fall into place. And that's all you can control. You can't control, you know, it being his first time back or, you know, me being my first time back to Dallas. You have to go out there and play the game and realize why you're there.
Robert, Denver, heavy favorites. Lots of people think that you guys have no shot against them. What is your thought? What is the team's thought right now going in, perhaps being the underdogs this weekend?
I'm used to being the underdog myself, you know, coming from Baylor University. You know, they're doing really good right now, so I had to throw that out there. But I'm used to that, and, you know, a lot of guys on this team are used to that as well. You know, confidence is a choice. You know, you got to choose to be confident, and it's our job to go out there and play. And it doesn't matter what anybody says. It matters what we do.
I want to go back to the game against Chicago. From a passing mechanics standpoint, where do you feel you've gotten better over the last 5 or 6 weeks?
You know, just everything, being more in tune with the receivers. Like I said, I thought we were all on the same page. We just weren't all, you know, singing the right notes. So that's a play on words. But, you know, I think that's what it was. We weren't all just thinking the same things at the same time and making it happen. And now we're making it happen a little bit better. It's shown in our third down efficiency. And the completion percentage last game was higher. So that's where I feel like I'm better. And then, you know, you always get better week to week with your feet, with your eyes, and then just completing passes.
And can you go over again what you said you learned from Peyton?
Some questions for Fox Sports 1. Oh. What do you think about what Baylor's been able to do this season offensively with the amount of points they're putting up, and how proud are you of this team?
I mean, I'm really proud of them. You know, a lot of them text me and ask me when I'm going to be able to come back, and just want to tell them I wish I could come back. Obviously, I got a job to do. But they're holding it down there and doing a great job of it. You know, I know myself, Kendall Wright, Terrence Williams, Phil Taylor, a lot of guys that are in the league that helped build that foundation down there. We talk all the time, and we're real proud of what they're doing. I want them to keep pushing forward and take it one game at a time.
When you were in school there, what kind of impact do you think you personally had on the program by winning the Heisman and bowl games?
I can't describe that. You got to talk to Coach. The AD, all those guys about that kind of stuff. It's tough to try to put your own spin on what you think you did for a school. I think that's real conceited if you can really put that into words. So I'm not even going to try to touch that.
Okay, you can't do that. How have you seen the program evolve and change during your time there?
You know, when we got there, you know, the facilities weren't what they are today. The belief in the system and just in the program wasn't what it is today. You know, from women's basketball to men's basketball to women's soccer, football, all the sports have just done a great job stepping up their level of play to make Baylor, you know, a small private school, real relevant at a national level. So it's just fun to watch. It's heartwarming. You know, in 20 years I can look back and maybe shed a couple tears. But right now I got to do my job and be a Washington Redskins.